AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Obama administration delivered a major rebuke to Israel today when the U.S. allowed the U.N. Security Council to approve a resolution demanding an end to Jewish settlements on Palestinian land.
Ambassador Samantha Power says the U.S. held back its veto because Israel defied warnings the settlements block a two-state peace deal and instead sped up construction.
It is now putting at risk the very viability of that two-state solution.
Palestinian envoy Rashid Mansour said it's about time.
Illegal settlements and the wall have severely fragmented our land.
But Israel's Danny Danon said, how dare the U.N. tell Israelis what to do in Jerusalem?
Would you ban the British from building in London? Would you ban the Americans from building in Washington?
And from Florida, Donald Trump tweeted, things will be different January 20th. Mark Smith, Washington.
Federal authorities warn local law enforcement authorities across the nation today that Islamic State sympathizers are continuing to call for attacks on churches and other holiday gathering sites. With Christmas Eve just around the corner, shoppers like Tata Delone showed AP correspondent Julie Walker the last-minute gifts she had bought at Macy's in Herald Square today in the heart of Manhattan.
I got a makeup and some neckties and what is this? This? I don't even know what they are, but, you know, you charge your phone, I think. And what else? Headphone.
Wall Street traders sometimes root for year-end Santa Claus rallies, but today hardly a creature was stirring as stocks finished slightly higher on the quietest full day of trading in more than a year. This is AP Radio News. A wintry mix of rain, sleet, and snow could present problems for holiday travelers in some parts of the country.
Over the Cascades in Oregon, especially, and into the Shasta ranges in Northern California, Siskiyous, Shasta and Siskiyous, as well as the Sierras in California.
Brian Hurley, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, says folks who live in the mountains of California should have a white Christmas. The AirTrain monorail at Newark Liberty International Airport has stalled, and that's slowing the rush of holiday travelers tonight. Shuttle buses are being used now to take travelers to the terminals. There's relief in Germany and across Europe after the suspect in the Berlin Christmas market truck attack was shot and killed by police in Italy today. But the four-day run by Anas Ami is raising questions about whether he had any accomplices. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.